A very good day, good listener, and thank you so much as always for clicking on this podcast and this particular episode of Joe Blogs About Films, whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time listener. Like I say on every episode, it means the world. Thank you so much for clicking, for spinning, for sharing, whatever it is. I really do appreciate all your support. Now, if there's one thing that 2025 has given us, it's been some pretty stellar adaptations of classic stories. Start of the year, we had Nosferatu, courtesy of Robert Eggers, and so it seems fitting that as we close the year, we are treated to another stupendous release from one of cinema's greats, Guillermo del Toro. Del Toro has a stunning vision and voice. Each film feels unique, you know, blending beauty with horror, making him such an esteemed filmmaker that, of course, I was excited to see what he could do with the classic Frankenstein. And as to be expected, it's pretty special. I have major regret not catching this on the big screen. Made worse, I did in fact have a ticket to go and check this out, but due to plans and life getting in the way, I sadly didn't get to go and watch it. I feel like I've let Chris Stuckman down, given how much of an advocate he is of seeing these kind of films on the big screen. It's like that Dexter's Lab meme of him looking up at the poster on the wall exclaiming, "I failed you." That's how I feel right now. But joking aside, Del Toro's Frankenstein is a terrific release for this year and, like I say, it's equally special. It delivers on bringing forth those themes pitched in Mary Shelley's novel, such as what it means to be human, creator and creation, or importantly, who is in fact the monster within this story. Yet Del Toro manages to incorporate this with the idea of forgiveness and growth, something that both Frankenstein and his monster go through in their own way via their own personal journeys. It's evident that this was a huge passion project for the director, as you feel all of that love and craft within every scene and every piece of dialogue. It's a stupendously polished script that hooks you in from minute uno, and even more credit to this thing, it does not at all feel like a 2.5 hour release. Like, I've seen 90 minute films from this year that were slower than this. It's truly a work of art. If it's not the stellar writing and performances that stand out, then it's the wonderful costume design, prosthetics, practical effects and sets that help build this world and bring the story to life. In addition, the cinematography in here is visually striking and simply gorgeous. Some imagery in this is absolutely out of this world. It is truly a remarkable achievement and may even have pipped The Shape of Water as my favourite Del Toro release. It's a monster of a film. But before I proceed, just another thank you for clicking and spinning this podcast and episode. If you like what you hear and you haven't done so already, please hit the follow and notification button on the streaming app of your choice. That way you will never miss a beat and be updated when new episodes are live. Head over to Instagram and Facebook and search Joe Blogs About Films, give us a like and follow on those pages, and finally rate the podcast on Spotify, Apple, Google Podcasts, wherever you're listening. It helps a lot, it means a lot, but once again, a massive thank you for all your support. Dr. Victor Frankenstein, a brilliant but egotistical scientist, brings a creature to life in a monstrous experiment that ultimately leads to the undoing of both the creator and his tragic creation. I think that what makes this stand out as a terrific adaptation is the fact that Del Toro presents the film in two halves, one from the point of view of Dr. Frankenstein and one from the monster, and neither really retread familiar ground that's been established in the film prior. I was interested just when it would kick in from the monster's point of view. Would it be as soon as he awakes from being born, or would it be at some point, you know, following this? And Del Toro chose with the latter, and I felt that helped the overall pacing as it didn't disrupt any flow and trusted the audience just to go with it. But that's not to say that we didn't get any awesome monster action prior, because the film opens in such a captivating way, throwing us into this icy setting, seeing a captain and his men stuck in the ice and attempting to dig their ship out, only to be interrupted by the discovery of a wounded Dr. Frankenstein and a monster hell-bent on reclaiming his master. It's a wonderful opening that instantly shows the dynamic and relationship between these two beings and how much stronger the monster is than any man that set upon him. I was a big fan of the tracking shots behind the monster as he flips and throws these sailors, you know, tearing jaws off and taking bullets in its stride. It's a ferocious opening that you're locked in and want to see and understand more as to what has led them to this moment. And Del Toro delivers all of this perfectly as the film script plods along. But prior to the birthing of the monster, we also explore who Dr. Frankenstein is and the journey he's taken to get to this moment. His fascination with life and death, born from his love and loss of his mother, is what drives him to play God by finding a way of cheating death. Also, I thought it was clever to have Mia Goth portray his mother and then later portray Elizabeth, that's his brother's fiancée, as it taps into that obsession that he had for his mother, which then bleeds into his relationship with Elizabeth as his fascination gets the better of him with her. It's a great exploration as it emphasises on that love that he had for his mother and how that it's almost like warped his mind. The way in which the script allows all of this to breathe only makes these relationship and actions of characters that much more believable, such as the fractured relationship that Frankenstein has with his brother. But importantly for the narrative, it also explains, you know, just why Frankenstein behaves in the way in which he does towards the monster following its creation. We see how when he was a young boy, he was disciplined and taught in a more stern manner from his father, played very well, of course, by Charles Dance. violence. His father used physical approach with the discipline, striking him across the face, thus leaving a lasting impact on the boy, which again starts to creep out in his adult life. It's almost baffling that he can make this huge scientific breakthrough in the rebirth of life, all down to that loss and lasting love towards his mother, that he's so blindsided as to how his own behaviour towards the monster is not too dissimilar to that of how his father once treated him. What starts off as a brilliant and extraordinary breakthrough turns sour very quickly for Frankenstein, going as far to really not seeing this creation as human. He's certainly a lesser being in the eyes of Victor, and that desire for a more intellectual being only makes him more frustrated with what he has in fact created. The fact that this creature cannot display any signs of knowledge to begin with, hardly able to mutter another word other than Victor, sees Frankenstein turn his back on him. His own creator has turned his back on him, going as far to not only shackle him in the cellar, but then to attempt to destroy him by burning the entire building down with the monster still inside. The only character that really shows the monster any affection and care is that of Mia Goth's Elizabeth. I thought the scenes that they shared together were very touching and allowed that development of a human connection that the monster craved. His master had dismissed him, but Goth's Elizabeth showed him the love that we all deserve in this big bad world. At the end of the day, it doesn't know its surroundings or how it fits in within this world, and as a viewer you can sympathise with that, something that Del Toro manages to invoke perfectly. Have to give props as well to Jacob Elordi as he fully transformed into this monster, you know, made even better by the wonderful work that the makeup and costume team have done for him. I love the use of the different colours to emulate, you know, different skin tone and texture that had been used on him, and that on top of the physical work that Elordi puts out makes the monster, you know, one to care for. I thought it was a very clever approach, as I say, to give us that monster's point of view in the second half of the film. You know, it breathes new life into this tale, really, and it showed just how misunderstood this creation is. Deemed as a beast of sorts that's hunted, all the while it just simply wants a connection with someone and to just live. It all culminates into an explosive finale that brings us back around to where we started the film, in the ice, seeing the creator and creation tussle it out, you know, fully understanding one another and how completely wrong Frankenstein was for the way he rejected the monster following its creation. This abandonment, whether it be Frankenstein, that love of Elizabeth, the old blind man that he meets, or simply how he's viewed in general, could easily make the monster live up to its name, but instead it uses it to cling to life and continue its search for acceptance. The sunlight hitting the monster at the end, one of the best shots of the film, might I add, is a beautiful image to finish on. As stated earlier in the film, the sun is life, as Frankenstein puts it, and the monster may finally have this on the back of this terrible ordeal. It's one thing to adapt a classic story, but to make it your own and deliver this in such perfect fashion gets all my applause, as Del Toro really has excelled here. The whole world is super immersive, and those emotions that you feel are impressively raw. It's one that left me truly floored by the end. Each set and location transports you, and then some. A thoroughly impressive release this year, which already has me hailing it as one of the year's best. I'm going to have to give this a 10 out of 10. I thought it was absolutely stunning what Del Toro's produced here. This really has knocked my socks off. I thought it was absolutely tremendous. Instant regret to not seeing this at the cinema, but what a gorgeous and beautifully shot film this is. I've not even spoke about Christoph Waltz as well, who was in this thing. You know, he just turns up, he just does his thing, because we know how good that guy is. But a great, great all-round film here. Very, very impressive. I'd love to know, as I say, what you guys think of it. What's your favourite Del Toro film? Get in touch, all that jazz. I will be back with more reviews, don't you worry, but until the next episode, take care.